So it turns out that there are many different business models for using open source within your product range. And there's all sorts of different companies who are trying different business models. Some of them are overt users of open source software. So, for example, Red Hat has got a whole business that is based around open source and only open source. A company like Novell has a different model for using open source. A company like IBM actually has a very low-key approach to using open source. Some of their products have got the open source buried so deep inside you wouldn't know it was there. But each of those companies is using open source in a particular way. Sun has been working with open source for longer than there has been the phrase open source. When Sun was started in the early 80s, it created a workstation, and that workstation was actually made from industry standard parts. It had Motorola chips inside it. It had off-the-shelf screens and cards, and it was running a community-created operating system. It was running BSD Unix. And so Sun's roots are in taking the work of communities in which they participate and turning them into business tools. And throughout Sun's history, there are many examples of doing the same thing. We have created the original workstation industry. We have created the network file system. We created the Java programming environment and the Java execution environment. We have created open source communities like OpenOffice.org and the NetBeans community. Each of those actually has associated with them a different business model. And so Sun has got instances of different business models from throughout the history of open source. So if you ask us, what is your strategy for open source? What is your business model? The answer is, well, actually, all of them. Now, we're pioneering, and we're pioneering in particular new business models, such as the subscription model, but we're also working with all the old models as well. So we still have NFS within our Unix operating system. Our Unix operating system is still using code that was from BSD. We'll actually be taking the step in the near future of creating an open source edition of our Solaris operating system. So we're going to let that evolve in a new direction. I would say that if you want to see all of the open source business models in action, come to Sun, and we can show you something that does pretty much every one of them. Okay. We've been working on our Java desktop system, which is our desktop system that is designed for the average computer user in business. And one of the big successes early on with the Java desktop system was working with the country of China. And we were able to work in a very creative and interesting way with the country of China because we were creating an editorial view of the desktop, as it were. We were able to go to the country of China and say that we would do a deal, and I can't reveal all the terms of the deal, but part of one of the elements of the work that we did in China was to exchange labor for rights. And so within China, there is a laboratory which is doing localization and development work on Java desktop system. And that is a joint effort with the Chinese government. And in return for their participation in that joint activity, we give them the rights to use the Java desktop system. It's been a very important part of the work that we've been doing on Java desktop system because it's shown that there are new creative models for making business in other parts of the world. We've seen examples of the adoption of Java desktop system in new markets. We've seen a major bank in Ireland adopt it. We've seen the education boards of Ontario adopt it for the use in schools throughout the province of Ontario. There's been all sorts of activities happening throughout the world. And because we're working from an open source base, and we're working with communities, we're able to be flexible and to create adaptive business models that suit the markets that we're dealing with. And that means that instead of the cultural hegemony of exporting American business models to the rest of the world, we're able to work in a way that fits in with the cultural perspective and economic status of the different countries that we're working with. And that's really good. It's really good to be creating a win-win around the world with countries that previously have been rather concerned about the cultural dominance that's coming from the West.
So I wanted to talk about switching incentives